Flash smelting combines roasting and smelting in one furnace. It is primarily used for copper sulfide concentrates, but can also be used for nickel sulfide concentrates. Flash smelting, which can use up to 100% oxygen, is an autogenous process using oxidation of sulfides to supply the heat required to reach reaction temperatures and melt the feed materials. The refractory brick-lined furnace vessel is composed of three sections. The reaction shaft, which houses the main concentrate burner, the settler, and the uptake shaft. Dry copper concentrate and other fine feeds are fed into the concentrate burner together with oxygen-enriched air. The concentrate ignites and combusts with the oxygen in the process gas, generating heat and melting the feed particles. The molten particles fall through the reaction shaft to the settler. The mat, being heavier in density, settles at the bottom of the furnace. The slag, being lighter in density, floats over the mat. Mat and slag are removed from the furnace via tap holes located on the sidewalls and end walls of the settler. The sulfur dioxide-rich gas exits the uptake shaft into the waste heat boiler, where it is cooled down and its heat content is recovered as steam. Here is a typical simplified flow sheet of copper concentrates. Sulfidic feed copper mixture is blasted along with oxygen-enriched air through the top of the reaction shaft. The reaction produces a mat that is carried to other furnaces for further processing. The slag left over is also processed to recover useful end products. Let's now look at the use of oxygen in the flash smelting process. Low-pressure oxygen is used for concentrate smelting and furnace settler and shaft oxy-fuel holding burners. High-pressure oxygen is used for lancing open a tap hole, injecting into the furnace settler to sulfate dust entrained in the off-gas, enriching blast air injecting through the two ears in a converter. Typically, the oxygen enrichment will not exceed 26%, and center lance oxygen.